From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. At least 15 Palestinians were killed and hundreds injured by Israeli security forces confronting one of the largest Palestinian demonstrations in recent years along the Israel-Gaza border. Palestinian ambassador to the United Nations, Riyad Mansour.
People in occupied Palestine are disappointed now that the Security Council met but did not take action yet to stop this massacre and to condemn this massacre and to hold those responsible accountable.
Major Karen Hadoff is the head of Israel Defense Forces Public Diplomacy.
What we've seen over the last 24 hours is anything other than a peaceful protest. What we've seen is a violent riot in its clearest form. The Hamas terrorist organization have sent their people here to camouflage their true intentions, and we've seen that on the ground just behind where I'm standing right now.
She accuses militants of trying to carry out attacks under the cover of mass protests. A massive fire has broken out at a World Food Program facility in Yemen. Yemen's official news agency reported the fire on Saturday, quoting a Yemeni official as saying the fire caused severe damage to humanitarian aid held at the outpost. The cause of the fire is unclear. In Syria, there are conflicting reports about whether the main rebel group in Eastern Ghouta near Damascus has agreed with Russia to leave the town of Douma. Syrian government forces have surrounded Douma, where tens of thousands of civilians live. The recapture of Douma would represent a major victory for President Bashar al-Assad. It would also eliminate the last major stronghold in the Damascus area. This is VOA News. The vote counting is underway in Sierra Leone after Saturday's election to choose their new president in a runoff vote. Amos Sawyer, an election monitor with ECOWAS, says the counting has been open and transparent.
Well, thus far, what we have observed ourselves is a very professionally done counting. Polling officials, very professional, very efficient. Very good communication with party agents.
The current president, Ernest Karoma, is stepping down this year after serving 2 5-year terms. Physicist Stephen Hawking was laid to rest Saturday after dying March 14th at age 76. The scientist, confined for decades to a wheelchair and voice synthesizer because of the disease ALS, was known for his charisma and curiosity. Martin John Rees was Hawking's classmate and the former president of the Royal Society.
Well, I mean, he's not quite such a great figure as Einstein. I think no one would say he was quite on the level of Einstein. But I will say that he was one of the two or three people who have done most since Einstein to expand our understanding of gravity, space, and time.
Hawking's funeral was held Saturday at the Cambridge University Church known as Great St. Mary's. Many people are keeping an eye on the sky as a massive Chinese space station tumbles toward Earth. The Tiangong-1 is expected to crash to Earth in the next 36 hours. Former NASA astronaut Mike Massimino says, despite the station's size, there's little to worry about.
It will be coming in. Parts of it will hit the Earth, not much of it. Most of it will burn up in reentry. Some will make it through the atmosphere and strike the Earth. But the chance of anyone getting hit is really very, very remote.
Any surviving pieces of the space station are expected to end up in the ocean. Pope Francis celebrated the solemn Easter Vigil service Saturday in St. Peter's Basilica. The late-night service is the most solemn in the Catholic calendar, leading up to the Easter Sunday Mass when Christians mark the resurrection of Jesus. During the service, the pontiff baptized 8 adults, among them a Nigerian migrant hailed as a hero for stopping a thief and restraining him until police arrived. Catholic churches in Colombia have donated 250,000 communion wafers to congregations in neighboring Venezuela, where a food crisis has led to shortages of the Holy Bread. Venezuela's food shortages have affected churches' ability to get ingredients to make communion wafers. Venezuela's economic crisis has led to shortages of many staple food items. For all the latest news around the clock, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.